call to order the Papillion, Missouri River Natural Resources District Board of Directors meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414. It's posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning the agenda for today's meeting, I'd like to announce that the procedure will be used for the meeting with respect to each agenda item. Directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair, who has the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. That quorum call, please.
Begley.
Here.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley. Fowler.
Here.
Grunwald.
Here.
Jeff.
Here.
McCormick.
Here.
Sapinski.
Here.
Caesar.
Here.
Here. Here. I have an excused absence for Director Fred Conley. Adoption agenda. Item 4, Tim.
So moved.
We're talking about the adoption agenda.
Before we adopt it, I'd like to make it. I'd like to put out in a separate vote an item 12 between the period as well, and the second one being B would be the actual analysis piece of it. After the where it gives the date from 2020 to June 30th, 2021.
Period.
So period. Wave A, you want to break out from A and B?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to say that. There's a second. Moved and seconded to amend the agenda. Everyone understand?
I couldn't hear. I'm sorry. Can you?
Item 12. There's two proposals in there. Director Fowler wants to split that out into two different actions.
So it would be two separate votes?
Yeah.
I just see them just they're two separate my view, and because one's dealing with the other one's dealing with doing analysis.
We'll call the amendment.
Wait a minute,
you had your hand up on second.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the vote would be, as I understand it, the cost of saving analysis that Director Begley had with his full motion was A and B, with two parts his full motion. One was for Hush Blackwell for a year extension. The other part of his motion was to also have a cost saving analysis. And what Director Fowler is trying to do is to have those split in two different votes, cost-effective analysis and the and Hush Blackwell for only 12
months. Correct.
That's the motion before you.
They're going on that till we get to that.
I don't know about how Director Begley feels about that.
I understand it.
All right, we'll call on the amendment.
Bradley.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Lee.
No. Yes. Okay. Then we need a motion on the agenda. Second roll call.
Howard.
Yes.
Brumbault.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sabinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
And Shepherd.
Yes. Item 5, adoption consent agenda.
So moved.
Moved and...
Second.
Seconded. Roll call. Yes.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Bauer.
Yes.
And Shepherd.
Yes. We don't have microphones at every table, so if you don't have one in front of you, please speak up.
I sent your file.
Right, and Larry, even with the mask, I mean, please speak up if you're wearing a mask. Both of you. Okay, item 6, group publication. I've got that in the record here. It's duly published for this meeting. Item 8A, agency reports, a written report by Andy Bonenkamp in your file. A whole lot going on. Please read it at your leisure. Item B, NARD, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD did meet via Zoom several days ago, and some of the items that came up, I'm going to jump over to the insurance costs. We're looking at about a 7.5% increase in the insurance rates, no change in the dental rate. When you look at, compare this to the standard market, you're looking at Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and others, so 25 to 30% increase this year. So, you know, we're doing a good job. It was actually recommended that maybe we should bump it up a little bit higher than that, but the board went at the 7.5%. The bulk of the meeting addressed an issue that kind of caught us all off guard, which is the rioting and the destruction of the NARD building during the Lincoln riot. And the fact that the amount of insurance, the building owner may have signed the exclusion, not giving him the protection on the rioting and the civil disorder, that was not confirmed, but it appears that may be a possibility. We have about 200 and Dean didn't know the exact amount because basically everything got destroyed in their office. I mean, the office is nothing but charred, the second story completely gone. The building will have to be razed. And so this entire week, staff was in there working in the charcoal with no lights, no fans, no nothing, using flashlights to try what they call bag and tag. You take anything that you recognize, put in the bag so that you can, eventually file a claim on it. And I can tell you this, the staff was really shook up over it. And you try to cut them a little slack. They thought possibly they might get $59,000. This figure was just thrown out, that they might be able to get $59,000 worth of coverage from the from the building owner. Not sure. Doesn't appear that we have the $217,000 because I used to own an insurance agency, and 90 to 95% of my people did not sign up for the riot and civil disorder portion of that policy, which generally raised your rates by 10 to 15%. And so then the discussion kind of shifted a little bit There was a committee who was formed, it was the executive committee of the NARD directors, and then six members of general managers were chosen to form a committee of which General Winkler is a member of. And their job is to go out and, in time, to go out and figure out, do we want to relocate downtown or relocate elsewhere, out, get further out, because quite frankly, if you've ever gone to an NARD building and tried to find a parking spot, it was virtually impossible. And so I'm sensing that there's a desire to get out of downtown and possibly do a freestanding building or lease a large, you know, a good-sized office. That's yet to be determined, and obviously all the districts are going to have to probably help foot that bill, depending on how much coverage they have. And again, Dean was, you could tell Dean was, and staff was noticeably upset, and they didn't have a lot of details. I mean, you know, when you get thrown into a situation where our district got them some new computers. They were delivered on Friday. Some of our staff got them down there. They burned up, and so don't even know if they were insured. However, it could be that when we bought the computers, we had them insured. Although that's a trivial item, but this is going to develop over the next couple of months. The executive committee, as well as the general managers, have all agreed to meet as needed, as frequently as possible, as necessary, and to move forward. I wish I can give you more details, but there's just nothing I can give you at this yet because they haven't told us anything. So that concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any questions?
Any questions?
Item C, legislative report. I guess you got that on email. I don't see it. Move on to
every day.
Yeah. We're not going to read all the emails. Item 9, subcommittee reports. 9A, PPO, Fred Conley is excused. Tim Fowler, your vice chairman. What's the term?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Could you read the resolution, sir?
And on 9A, be it resolved that the minutes of the June 9th, 2020 meeting of the Program Projects and Operations Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes and the following recommendations of the subcommittee. City of Omaha for Zerinsky Basin number 2 recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the interlocal agreement with the City of Omaha for the Zerinsky Water Quality Basin number 2 project, such to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as to form by district legal counsel.
Thank you. Any public comments? Staff, members? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Caesar.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Haley. Bradley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Woodmull.
Yes.
Item 2, Amendment Number 2 to Trail Over Platte River Bridge Agreement with Lower Platte South NRD and Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute proposed amendment number 2 to the interlocal agreement, cooperation agreement with the Lower Platte South Natural Resource District and the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission for the trail over the Black River Bridge, lead bridge, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel. And I salute.
Public comments? Roll call.
Yes.
Stefanski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Wees.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Brumwalt.
Yes.
And Shurfer.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Fowler. Item 10, Treasurer's Report, Director Larry Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the Treasurer is authorized to expend general funds to pay one claims listed on in the May 2020 financial report and two, any claims made prior to the next board meeting for A, earned salaries of district employees, B, withholding taxes, C, social security payments, D, retirement program contributions, E, utilities, F, registration fees and expenses for upcoming meetings and conferences, G, certified completed CAP and special project area applications, H, invoices which offer a credit or discount for payment made prior to the next board meeting, I, postage, and J, building and grounds contract expenses. Be it further resolved that the Treasurer is authorized to pay from the respective operating accounts of the Dakota County, Thurston County, and Washington County Rural Supply System and Elkhorn River Bank Stabilization Project, the Elkhorn Breakout Project, the Elk Pigeon Creek Drainage Project, and Western Sarpy Drainage District, the Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership, and the Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership, project bills listed on the May 2020 financial report and future claims for project utilities. Be it further resolved that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes, and I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved second. Any public comments? Staff directors?
Just one question quickly. Is the federal, like FEMA money and so forth, is that all coming in as we'd hoped it would for reimbursement for some of these dike projects and so forth? Is that coming?
Some of it's trickling in. It doesn't all come in at once.
So no, I understand that.
But it'll filter in throughout. Hopefully we'll get it.
Rate of reimbursement, what we expect it would be to this point?
Approval process.
Nothing to panic about at this point.
Not yet.
Okay.
Nothing to panic about.
That's good.
Roll call.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Wees.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Brumwalt.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Jefferson.
Yes. Item 11, take from the table in consideration naming of West Papillion Regional Basin number 7, WP 7. Need a motion to take that off the table?
Motion.
Motion was made by second.
Second.
Second by Bradley. Recommendation of the West Papillion Regional Basin number 7 be named Big Elk Lake per District Policy 16.7, District Property Donation Recognition naming of NRD Reservoirs Recreation and other property. Director Sapinski, anything to add? And for those of you who weren't here last month,
well, thank you.
Before you go, I have not received, or we have not received, any alternate names for consideration. I want to take that for the record.
Okay. Well, I did extensive research on the Omaha tribe, which means I still probably don't know very much, but I learned enough to know that Chief Big Elk was a great leader, a master orator and deal maker, very fair, and you know, he led his people through a difficult time, and I think this is an appropriate name of a great leader for a nice park and recreation area, 40 acres I think it is total. 15-acre lake, so I would ask for your support in going forward with this. And, I ask for your support. Thank you, Chairman.
All
right.
Jim,
we have to vote to take it off the table. We have a second to take it off the table.
Did we not do roll? We didn't do roll call on that?
No.
I'm sorry. Roll call on taking it off the table.
Caesar.
Yes.
Wees.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye. Bradley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Brumwalt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Pinsky.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes. Apologize for that, but I'm not
going to
have a repeat there.
Thank you.
There's someone from the general public who wishes to address this. In the glasses, please. Please step up. Name and address, please. Move the microphone down there.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, that was kind of high. I'll start all over again. Hello, everyone. My name is Glenna Mitchell Slater. I live at 3115 South 69th Ave, apartment 1A in Omaha. Aside to that, I was born and raised on the Omaha Reservation. I'm enrolled member of the Omaha Tribe of Nebraska. Just to give you a few background of myself and the reason why I'm standing here today, I'm one of the very few Omaha Tribe fluent speakers. And I'm also, I've also taught our language for the last 21 years. And at the present time, I'm teaching at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. And this has been my dream, is to come back and teach at the university, because I am alumni there. And so it's almost like a circle. So I'm so happy to be where I'm at the university to teach our language to our people. It is open to non-Indians also. But I have the privilege of teaching this. And so today it's, you know, I have a real, I really feel like that in our tradition, we feel the spirits are here. That I really feel like that our chief, Big Out, spirit is here today. I really feel that way. That's the way I've been brought up by my great-grandparents and my mother and my father. I really believe that. And I really feel humble and honored to be here in behalf of our Chief Big Elk. I'm going to make a request. Because I do teach the language, and I do write it also. It took me, from I was 2 to 3 years old, I heard my father and mother speaking the language. I grew up with the language. If you don't grow up with the language, then you're not fluent. So I really feel fortunate that I was able to be able to be fluent and to teach this. But anyway, getting back to this here, I'm standing here. I want to make a request in behalf of our Chief Big Elk. He has a tribal name, and I would like to see that tribal name be underneath, if it should go up, his name be Big Elk. And he has a tribal name, I would like to see his name underneath that. And, you know, our people might come here someday and look at that, and they would be real grateful to see his tribal name there. And that is why I'm here today.
Can you pronounce that something? O, doesn't it?
Our language is reverse. You know, our name, our nouns come first. So his is the Big Elk, means the Big Elk, okay? And so... Or it turn it around, it's the Ompa Tonga Tonga.
And one more time, closer to the microphone for us, harder hearing.
Ompa Tonga. Ompa Tonga. It's reversed from that.
I've seen it written, but.
And I've got it here so that, you know, I could pass it, you know.
To that lady right there.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming. Anyone else? The public? Staff? Directors?
I would support that if we want to put a native name underneath there. I would support that.
I would consider that a friendly amendment to the resolution that would also include the tribal names. Is that correct?
I think we have made a motion.
Even though it was taken off the table?
Yeah.
From last one?
Yeah.
Okay.
With the
friendly amendment.
With the understanding that the tribal name will be underneath Big Elk. I want to understand that. Bill? After we talked about this last month, I went to Bellevue Cemetery because that's where Big Elk is buried. There's two items there in his honor. There's the grave itself. As you notice, and you folks have not seen it, you're welcome to stand up and see the gravesite, which I'm sure those who are in the tribe there have seen it. But anyways, it's at the top of the hill of Bellevue Cemetery. You go in and it's to the left. I'm intrigued by the artifacts on top for those who pay respect and honor to the gentleman. And then the bench, if you can go back to the bench. I'm not sure who put this bench up and when it was installed, but you can't read it. I'm going to read the inscription. On September 19, 1954, with 1,000 spectators, Big Elk and 14 Omahas were buried here. The remains were brought from Elk Hill north of Mission Avenue, where Big Elk had large funerals in 1846 and 1883. Buffalo Chief translated Whitebird's speech about Big Elk's leadership. A chaplain from Moffett Air Force Base spoke. Taps sounded. Fitting tribal rituals were held. The Omahans began their long rest in peace at their final resting place. This famous order and man of peace supported the United States in the War of 1812. He visited two presidents. His, quote, coming flood speech on Western expansion gave good advice for all youth. Quote, I can no longer think for you and lead you as in my younger days. You must think for yourselves, that you may be prepared for the coming change. Speak kindly to one another. Do what you can to help each other, even in the troubles with the coming tide. Wow, does that come into effect today?
Sure does.
I encourage all of you to go to Bellevue Cemetery and pay your respects as well. Any other comments?
Well done.
Good. With that, roll call.
Weeks.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Elmer.
Yes.
Grunwald. Yeah.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen in the back, who participated in this major event, and will be following this up with a press release and other means of sign. Where's Amanda? She's going to order some signs. Now you know what to say on it. And be sure and get the spelling down correct. The apostrophes and however that is. So that's good. We should name some more. And by the way, Papillion has got the naming rights for WP6. And we have not heard when and if they're going to name that. So, thank you. Item 11. That was 11. Item 12. Take from the table in consideration extension of legal district legal counsel. The resolution is recommendation of the proposed legal services agreement with Hutch Blackwell be extended for 1 year, for a period to begin July 1st, 2020 to June 30th. 2021, that general manager prepare a cost-benefit analysis for district in-house legal counsel, and the district advertise a request for qualifications in accordance with district policy for legal services to begin on July 1st, 2021. Yeah, we need to take it from the table. So the motion to take from the table.
So move.
Moved by Bradley. Is there a second?
Second.
By Beth?
Yeah.
Right. Brett, do we need a motion? since there's already the motion last month.
We have to vote.
We have to vote on it. That's right. We have to vote on it. Let's vote on taking it off.
I got a question.
Depends on what it is.
Related to this motion.
Sure.
Okay. What if we keep a table another month? If this doesn't come off the table now, what happens?
I don't want to speculate, but I can tell you.
Okay, the point I'm making, if last month we had 10, this month we have 10, obviously.
Okay.
What if we table another month until we have 11 of us here, hoping that it happens?
Let's bring it on for discussion first.
Okay.
That's a great idea, Danny.
So right now, it's whether to discuss whatever you're talking about.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks.
Roll call.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Oh. Just to take it off the table and discuss it.
Yes.
All right.
It's
up for discussion. So you're going to ask if we table. Oh, what's count?
5-5. So we leave it go. Move on.
Could you repeat the roll call, please? I missed.
Motion failed. 5-8, 5-9.
No, can you repeat who? I didn't hear it. I miscounted then.
Bradley, yay. Fowler, nay. Grunwald, yay. Yay. And Chairperson?
I said yes.
He said yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, that's where a little confusion came in, and I was right here by the microphone. So, we are discussing it. Now, you already brought it up, and I'm not going to have you repeat it.
Okay.
We're going to talk about this now. If you're saying it doesn't pass, there's a couple of options. Well, again, with another motion. Or we don't have legal services after June 30th. That answer your question.
So you're saying
there's a couple other options.
Are you saying that Hush Blackwell would not be our legal counsel if this is tabled another month?
Their contract expires anyway. They would have to negotiate it.
Yeah, it expires June 30th,
right,
which is how many days away? 20
so
days away.
Is that like a status quo thing? Would it be a status quo, or?
I don't know.
I don't know if there's any terms in there that it's automatically extended or
not. Yeah. Good evening, directors. Brent Meyer, Hush Blackwell. Our contract does expire June 30th. Frankly, I wasn't anticipating a table. I think we need to talk to our general counsel about an extension. We need to have some sort of contract in place, and whether that's an amendment, if give somebody the discretion to sign an amendment, but we can't provide legal services without an engagement letter or a legal contract.
I'm having trouble hearing. Is it the microphone issue not close enough? Or
basically, our agreement ends June 30th, and we need some sort of agreement or engagement letter signed extending beyond June 30th. Yeah. As far as the term, we'd have to talk to our general counsel, but I mean, if there's some sort of proposal for an amendment to extend the term so that this can be discussed further, that's, you know, I think we could work something out.
Want to add your hand over here?
I'd like to make a motion that a special meeting be called on the 25th of this month to address this topic.
It's on the table now. It hasn't been dissolved one way or another. I think your motion's a little premature.
Jim, can I make it?
What?
Can I speak when you're done?
No. You understand? We haven't resolved this issue yet.
Okay.
So I think to have a special meeting is a little premature.
I apologize.
Don't apologize. It might have to happen, which is one of the options I alluded to. Pinsky.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, may I make a motion to attempt to extend legal services for a month with Hush Blackwell's, I would say, current rates and their blessing, and then also to table this for a month so we can revote in July? May I do that, or I'm making that motion if I can? I think we're all a little confused, but that to me seems like makes sense for all of us. I don't know. We'll see.
Are we discussing it? Is that what we're doing?
Are we? Well, we're in discussion mode.
I'm not sure.
Did I hear a second? Okay, to move this. The move is second. And now, it's subject to the whether or not Hush Blackwell.
You said that better, yes. Subject to Hush Blackwell saying, okay, we'll do this for a month.
We'll agree to that. We'll agree to that.
Okay. Let the record show that Hal Dobb, partner Hush Blackwell, said that they're in favor of that table for another month.
Yes, that's the pleasure.
So we'll discuss.
We would agree.
Director Weiss.
The reason why I would second that is because if there's a meeting between tomorrow and the first, I am out of town on an obligation.
That's
now July 1st.
Yeah.
So under that pretense, if we can get a 30-day extension and re-voted on, after July 1st for the July 9th meeting, I'm good with that because I will be back.
Yep.
Well, are we just assuming that we're going to end up in a 5-5 tie on the one-year extension? Because we can end it right now and give them an extra year right now if we vote that in.
Good point.
I mean, we don't have to have extra meetings. We don't have to have anything. We can give them a one-year extension right now. That's the motion.
I think Danny's point was we should all be here. And I support that. I think that just makes sense.
But Director Japp, I think based on last month's marathon, but you never know. Someone could change your mind.
Tim, if you want to withdraw your motion, I'll withdraw my second, go through the process of one vote, and then if we don't achieve it at one vote, then we can make follow that motion that you and I made.
Rich, no, I think we're there. I mean, Director, we seconded it. Let's just put this.
I can support.
I mean, let's just.
Brett's not here. Brett, hold on, Director Weiss. Brett, you have a question or comment?
So, Rich made a motion.
His second went away. His first is still there. We need a second again.
Pardon me?
You seconded Director Sapinski.
Yes, under the pretense that if we were going to have a special meeting, I'm not going to be there.
Right.
Here's the thing. If that meeting is pulled off the table, let's try to vote now. That meeting that Director Caesar was talking about is gone, right?
No.
Okay. Well, I withdraw the
motion. The motion is gone.
The motion is dead right now. Am I correct, Brent?
It was premature.
Right.
There's still a. Let me refresh. To answer your question, what happens 30 days, whatever? The chairman can call a special meeting.
Okay.
Three directors can call a special meeting. As I stated last month, I will not let this district be without legal services. However, we have to do that. 30 days, as you brought up last month,
was unsatisfactory for to get everything done according to the original motion. It was not going to happen. Sorry, Danny. It was not going to happen to a cost benefit for whatever purpose you wanted that for.
Right.
Okay. 30 days, as Mr. Hale Dobb said, wasn't going to happen. So it's tabled now. Director Jab, should we vote on it? Right now we got another amendment we're looking at, so we're not going to vote yet, depending on the result of this amendment. So laying out all the options, you got the original motion, 1 year with a cost-benefit analysis, which has been amended to 30-day extension, tabling that motion again, another 30 days for July meeting. Is that correct?
Right, that is correct.
Does everyone understand where we're at right now? With the potential that there could be a special meeting. Can't hide that fact because Director Teason brought that up.
Well, under that pretense, I want to pull my second on that, because if something happens and I'm gone, and you just said you could call a special meeting.
I can.
I'm not going to come back 1,600 miles for a meeting. So I pull my second off the table.
Okay, it's been seconded by Director Fowler. Still alive on the amendment.
I don't think you have an intention to call a special meeting. But three directors could, John, and we could never know what happens. I mean, but I don't have an intention. You do.
What?
You don't have an intention to call a special meeting.
Silent right now because we haven't voted.
Okay. All right.
Repeat the motion so we know exactly what we're voting for.
Motion is to, with the concurrence of legal counsel, to extend the contract until July 30th, 31st, July 31st, 2020, and to table any further action until the July board meeting. Is that correct?
Huh? Manager to sign. Authorize the general manager to do that. 30 days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that would be sufficed by the...
Formed by legal counsel.
So that's the motion on the table right now. Any further discussion on that amendment?
My meeting, we might have 8 directors here. Who knows? Off 30 days until the July meeting? Is that what you're saying? There's no guarantee.
Or they can call it 3 directors and call it special meetings. I didn't know that.
How do you know we're going to have 11 guys here that day? How do you know Fred's going to be here that day? We don't know. Vote on the original motion. Take it off table. Vote on it. Let's at least get a sense of what's going on with that one. Because I still think that's the way to go at this point, because it gives them a year. You know, then we don't have to have a special meeting. We don't have to have 3 guys, directors calling a meeting. Who knows who can make it, but this is a year. It gives us a chance to sort this out and get it right.
You want an amendment?
Not even an amendment. It's what it is on the...
Well, we've got a vote on to see if they want to do that. We shoot it down.
Just so I'm clear, I appreciate the clarification. If I'm understanding it right, 3 directors can call a special meeting.
No, the chairman or. I can call a special meeting.
Okay, the chairman or 3 directors.
Right.
Okay, now I understand that. I understand what I'll do now.
Mr. Chairman?
Can't say anything right now because we haven't resolved.
Chairman?
Mr. Haldop, you have a comment. Or no, you're pointing over here to Ray Grattan.
All right. So if the chair or 3 directors calls a special meeting, that they have to notify all directors?
Well, yeah, we need a quorum.
Okay.
So whatever quorum, you know, we need 6 people for the next, if I call a special meeting, we would need a quorum.
Okay.
Thank you,
sir. Given our use of Zoom technology now?
No. We can't do it through Zoom.
Well, I was thinking directly.
Not allowed.
Yes,
all.
Zoom is not allowed to vote?
Not anymore.
I can't hear him, sorry.
Say that again. The governor issued an order when this happened that...
Okay. Thanks.
It's gone now?
Yes.
Now, I've got a, as I said last month, I'm going to say it again. I'm not in favor of 1 year because it's not cost effective. Any of you have a contract for any kind of professional service? Dr. Japp, if someone said, you do my therapy for 1 year at this price, but if you're going to do it 3 years, would you not have a reasonable price for 3 years? That's a rhetorical question, okay? And the point is that we can lock in their rates for 3 years that was originally proposed to the subcommittee. And by the way, the clarification of Director Fowler's breakout, the cost-benefit analysis, which is still tied to this, should have gone through the PLPA committee. It was an error to run it through the FEL. So that was why Director Fowler said, that's a set. Personnel issues are here. Professional services issues are here. Got tied up. That was the intent to break it up because reasonably we talk about personnel issues separately and professional services in another manner. So that explains why we could have gone, but it didn't get that yet. It may or may not. So my personal reason, it's more cost effective. The continuity of legal services beyond 1 year just makes common sense. And literally, you know, we've got a rate for 3 years. We can budget accordingly. Let's put it that way. So I'm not happy with the 1 year. I don't know how I'll vote yet. So those are my 2 cents. I'm not quite done, but you had your hand up.
I have every confidence that Hester Black will be very reasonable in a one-year contract because I assume that they would want to continue the contract beyond 1 year, and they're not going to gouge us over 1 year. It's just my opinion.
Appreciate that. I really would. Director Reese?
Well, when Mr. Dobb went up to the podium, he agreed that he would hold everything for 1 year. He agreed to that.
Right.
So... price gouging, whatever, is off the table. It's going to be the same as it is right now. It's not going to go up.
What happens
so
after a year?
Whether you go for one more year or not, it's going to be the same.
What happens after a year?
Go out, take it out for bid.
We do not go out for bid on this.
Put it out for proposal.
We don't put out for proposals on that. We don't look at price. That's what I need for you guys to understand, that when we go out for professional services, we don't look at price. So here's a reality check, guys. Let me finish.
Okay.
In 1 year, if this passes, let's go out and look for another attorney. What do? Do I have to repeat it? I'll repeat it. We form an ad hoc committee. We go out for a request for qualifications. Say, hey, firms, anyone want our business? We get the firms in, 3, 4, whatever we have. Hush Blackwell will most definitely throw their hat in the ring. The ad hoc committee sits and looks and says, this is the best. We want them. Forwards it to the board. The board votes. That's the one we want. And then we sit down and negotiate. Then we award a contract based on the rates. It could very well be Hush Blackwell again. That's why I don't think that's clear in the minds of everyone.
Mr. Chairman.
The process that we go through, and it's in our manual, that's how we do things. We don't bid. It's not a cost thing at all. Technically, we don't know their prices until after we select the best. Same with an engineering contract, which we awarded hundreds over the years. We don't know their rates until the full board says, we want XYZ company. Oh, and then staff sits on and does pencils and... You know, we're wasting a lot of time, but some of us have been on the board long enough to know it's a natural thing. And I guess sometimes I have to be a teacher and say, this is how we do things. please read the manual. This is the process. As much as you'd like to be cost effective, as someone else had stated, we don't know that. We at this point have an agreement for maybe about 30 days, maybe a year. We don't know yet. We haven't voted yet. But the reality is we need professional services from a legal firm. And
Mr. Chairman, may I address John's comment?
Please address that.
Recollecting the comment that I made at the last board meeting. Hal Dubb, 314 North 97th Street, Hush Blackwell. We submitted a written engagement proposal which has the fees and rates in the document. That will not be true after 1 year. I don't know what they'll be. I don't know what that'll be. But what we did get permission from our management and our firm to do was to consider two things. If we got a multiple-year contract, that gave us reason to freeze rates within the number of years of that multiple contract, two or three. Your accounting agreement is a five-year agreement. It's the same kind of logic for professional services. The other problem is more important to us because we value your business and this chance to represent you, and that is that most of the work we do doesn't stop and start on a given day. It continues. It's a negotiation. It's a condemnation. It's multiple years of activity, so it's the knowledge and the expertise that goes with representing you on a number of matters that most of them last more than a year. Acquisitions, condemnations, those kinds of things don't stop and start with the date of a contract. They tend to bleed into 2 and 3 years or more. So it's with that understanding that most of your big, serious issues are multi-year issues. Having the knowledge of the people on this staff and within our firm, more than just Brent and I, many other eyes see the technical stuff that goes on inside of getting this right for you. So that's the reason why we froze our rates on a three-year proposal for 3 years within the document. Beyond that, we're not going to give a potential competitor our rates ever again in advance.
Thank you. Comments?
Thank you, sir. I pass out to a couple members. Earlier, it goes to this and the next item.
Well, we're talking about this item now.
This item. Guys, I came to this meeting, I sent out a press release and said, I want information, and you guys seem to want to make this approved.
Director Gunal, before you continue further, I have to advise you, we're talking about this particular recommendation, and if you're going to stray from this, I will call you out of order.
Excellent, sir.
Huh?
Here's the point I'm trying to make.
You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
Thank you.
No. So,
please address this particular item on the table right now.
What I had asked for in the past is information.
Please address what's on the table now, not what happened in the past,
Give me time to make my point, sir.
Make it quick.
Part of this is asking for information that I want. 30-day extension really makes more sense to me than any. Because I have asked the AG to investigate different parts of some of the activities.
What are they going to investigate, Hush Blackwell?
They're going to investigate why I can't get information. They're going to look at, emergency declaration.
Getting back to this contract, when we discussed it last month.
But it impacts, because I had asked for information specific to getting the rates. I want to know, and he sat up here and did all the charges and says, hey, we got a rate, we got a charge, we're going to do this. I just want to know what goes into this summer. Yeah. And
Well, we discussed that last month.
And what I'm looking for today is, why sign up for a year?
Why what? Tie it up?
Why sign up for a year with these folks? Let's find out what AEG does. I'm saying give it 30 days, give it 60 days even. I'm good with one of those.
Did you not understand about us needing legal services?
That's why I said
36. All right. There's something about Hush Blackwell that you don't like? Last month you mentioned some rumors and stuff.
I just want the information.
You said last month when you were discussing this item, you said there were rumors, and I don't know if that affects his vote or not. Yeah, we are. You brought it up.
The case that this is a 30 or 60 day. The case of the question here is it 30 or 60 days, right?
Okay.
Or a year.
And what happens after 30 or 60 days, in your opinion?
Now, what our pathway is. I think having guys to sit there and see what the AG is going to say. I think people need to kick this around a little bit. And after 36 days, if we decide we're going to go another direction, if we're going to go to in-house counsel, we'll go to in-house counsel. Get fired and contracts get let every day.
We have a motion on the table.
Yeah. Well, and
I'm just informing the board, and I think this is part of what should be part of the calculus here, whether you want to extend it to a year.
How does this discussion that Director Grunwald was bringing forth, talking about the AG, have anything to do with? Which is what is on the table currently. I don't think anything here
I agree, and that's what I advised you about keeping it pertinent. Why the AG? Why did you bring
his
up with us?
His job is to investigate.
Huh?
His job is to investigate publicly.
You think we did something wrong?
Yes.
You did? Hold on a second. What did we do wrong?
Tell you what. I made the submission to the AG. You've not provided me the information I've asked.
Okay. What did we do wrong, in your opinion? No, you made an allegation.
I'd like to let the AG do his investigation. Please read the document. It is plain.
You made an allegation. We've done something wrong, though. And how that affects to us buying legal services, I'm unclear.
What have you done? Can anybody point out where W-4 is in 2.3?
That has nothing to do with this.
You said, sir, what have we done?
No.
Which is?
We're talking about legal services.
I asked for information. I'm just making it known that I've asked the Attorney General.
You obviously can't make your point. Director Teaser is next.
Mr. Chair, again, this has nothing to do with the subject that's on the floor right now. Okay. This is a completely different issue. I would refer you to move forward with
thank
the.
You. Is that Director
McCormick?
Did you
have
it's out of order. Let's get back to the point.
All right, we're going to get back to discussing the amendment for a 30-day table.
Right.
Any other further discussion on?
Okay.
Right now, the motion made and seconded to extend our contract 30 days and to table this further action until the July meeting. Roll call.
No.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
No, you have to vote.
Yes, no, or abstain.
Yes.
Back to the original motion.
Huh?
The amendment.
Right.
amend that. 5-4, one abstention, an abstention is a no vote.
Correct. I didn't hear what...
The abstaining counts as a no.
Say again, please.
It's not a majority. An abstaining counts as a no.
We have 6-4-1. But an abstention is a no vote.
Right.
5-5. So amendment failed. We're back to the original motion. 1 year and a cost benefit analysis. Do you understand where we're at right now? Further amendments, discussion? None. Roll call on the original. It's motion and second to bring it off the table initially. That suffices as the motion. That's my. We have to. The amendment failed. The amendment failed.
Motion to approve. We've already taken it off the table. Okay. Now you need to do.
We didn't do that? I apologize.
You did that WP7.
All right. How could we have amended a motion that wasn't on the table then?
Make a motion to approve the original motion that's been pulled off the table or back on the table.
Okay, we took it off the table. That was approved. That doesn't make it live. So that amendment process couldn't apply.
It could have.
Didn't. Well, it didn't apply. It failed anyway. So right now, legal counsel says we should. It's off the table for action to approve or not approve, right? We're on the same page?
We are.
Okay, so everyone understand the motion of the subcommittee from last month, which was tabled, is now presented to the board for action. Is that a proper way to say it?
Yeah, is that Larry's motion?
Larry, was that your motion? And the motion again is, as in the proposal, the 1 year, July 1st, 2020 to June 30th, 2021, the cost-benefit analysis, and it goes without saying, really, the request for qualifications, I mean, that happens anyway. And we're going to approve that to come live for a vote, right?
Bradley gets a second if he
does. On this resolution. Okay.
It will be live. Let's put it that way.
It will be. Okay. Larry Bradley recommended this motion and resolution. Is there a second?
I'll second. So just so I'm clear, I'm seconding to bring number 11 out for item
12.
Agenda item 12 out for a vote right now.
Correct.
Thank you.
And this is the one-year extension with the cost-benefit analysis, correct?
Correct. I will second Larry's motion.
Second time?
I didn't know if he got the first one or not.
Okay. Everyone clear? Any discussion? Well, then we already discussed it, but we can certainly discuss again in theory. All right. Roll call.
Yes. Yes.
No.
No.
Caesar.
Yes.
Reese.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Bill. Okay. Thank you for coming, us for at least another year.
Next one, let's just say, let's get Pete.
Item 13, legal update. Brent Lawyer.
Good evening, Directors. Brent Meyer again, Hush Blackwell. I recommend the board go into executive session to discuss potential litigation which involves the NRD. Also, I request that Director Grenwald not attend this executive session since he is a potential adverse party. His presence would waive the attorney-client privilege as we will be discussing potential litigation against him.
Okay. Motion.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second to go into executive session. Of the exception of Director Grunwald. Roll call.
Yes.
Spence. Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Reese.
Yes.
Bailey.
Yes.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yes. Good morning, please.
Executive session, please.
So moved.
And moved and seconded. Roll call.
We gotta do the vote.
You gotta
let the door open the door. Yeah. Could you open the door?
Is there any general public out there?
Mr. Chair, now that the doors are open and the public is allowed to come in, I move that we go out of the executive session.
Second.
Second. Anyone else out there, Randy?
No.
No.
Probably a staff.
Roll call.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mormon.
Yes.
Spence.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Reed.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Allen.
Yes.
No, he's not. I guess he did vote, didn't he?
Get out of executive session that never should
have happened. Yes. Thank you. Item 14, Chairperson's Report. There's a couple items. The first one, item A, there's a resolution that's been suggested to the chairperson, and I'll read it. The Board of Directors of Papio Missouri River Natural Resource District hereby expresses its strong disapproval of Director Mark Grunwald's continued disregard of the Code of Conduct adopted by the Board on April 14, 2011. Its efforts to unfairly discredit the Board, management, staff, legal counsel of the district, his refusal to adhere to proper and appropriate district procedures and requirements, and his rude and abusive behavior towards fellow directors, management, staff, legal counsel of the district, all of such conduct resulting in harm to the district and detriment to the public. That's a resolution. Is there a motion to approve? Moved by Teaser. Is there a second?
Second.
And second. Any discussion? Bradley?
I think it was 4 months, 6 months ago.
Can you speak in the microphone, please?
4 months, 6 months ago, was there something similar? Is this a repeat or is this something different?
It's a new action. After last month's board meeting where Director Grunwald was rude and would not accept his out of order direction by the chair, I believe about five or six times. That's what precipitated this, and it was suggested by a board member that we let him know again formally that that behavior is rude, and by golly, he did it again tonight.
Yes, sir, but I was wondering if this is not double jeopardy, because, I mean, is it different from what we did? It's a different action. Remind me.
That was in December, and it was a different action, so this is the new resolution for continued behavior. Director Teaser.
I was first elected to this board, I believe, about 1984, and during that time, I believe we've had about four censors that I can recollect. And Director Grunwald, I like you as an individual. I mean, you're a good guy. Don't get, and I hope you like me. And thank you. But I tell you what, I was embarrassed for this board. I was embarrassed for you last month when you would not yield when the chairperson was gaveling you down. You absolutely would not respect the chairperson's trying to get order into this room. This type of behavior is absolutely uncalled for and unprecedented. And I am one of those, along with several others, talked to me about censoring you. It is a slap on the hand because we really have no legal authority to, kick you out or anything like that. But your behavior last month was actually, I found it appalling. And in talking to several of the other directors, they felt likewise. And so that is why this is being brought forth.
When did you get this?
I just saw it today for the first time.
Today?
However.
So how does anybody respond when they're not given this discussion? So,
you have to understand that directors talked, we talked to the chairperson, and the articles of the censure were drawn up. I don't have to see it, but we agree.
That's fine, you agree to it. That's fine that you agree with it. I mean, it's also my right to stand up and make my position.
Well, when he's done, I'll call on you, but sure.
We were just having a discussion, sir. I'm sorry if I impeded on you, sir.
I believe I'm speaking for, I hope, the majority of this board, that they were as embarrassed as I was, and I'll drop it at that. Thank you.
To answer your technical question, it was on the agenda, that was duly publicized. So.
Oh, it was, but it was the details.
It doesn't matter. You have something to say. By the way, we're discussing your censorship. It's your turn to talk. You want to talk about your behavior last month?
Right now, I don't recognize. I wanted the board to be aware that I did send the press release. You have been informed about it.
That's another action, but.
Yeah, the rest of you are in silence.
I want you to understand, just like earlier tonight, when I call you out of order, you don't come back and say, no, I'm not. That is specific to the point here. You cannot say to the chairman, whether it's me or anyone else, subcommittee, they're the presiding officer, to say five or six times, yeah, no, I'm not out of order. I'm going to ramble on. That's the behavior we're addressing.
How did that happen? Sir, we're not allowing me to speak again.
We're talking about last month.
I'm talking the whole thing, sir. You didn't have a right to shut me out a year ago. And everybody here knows it. You knew it.
No, you're out of order. On many occasions, it's like a kindergarten schoolroom. Please, a little more decorum would be appropriate, I believe.
Answer. Where was the decorum when you would not allow me to speak?
We're talking about that. We're talking about your behavior last month. Directors?
I suggest you just read what I've.
Okay, we're talking about a vote on the censure.
I call the question.
I was just going to take roll call. You still want to
cease the debate?
You want
to withdraw?
Withdraw your call for the question. Okay, roll call on the motion to censure.
Yes.
Sipinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Begley. Bradley.
But
abstain.
Fowler.
Yes.
Oh.
And yes.
Yes. Motion passes. My count is 8-2.
8-1, no, and 1 abstention.
Before we go on to the general manager's report, I want to extend my personal deepest sympathies to Fred Conley and his family on the death of his daughter, Whitney. Fred tried to be here today. It wasn't until not too far before 4 o'clock he couldn't. They're doing funeral arrangements, and you know, family comes first, and I understand that. But she was 33 years old. I don't know any other details. If you all want to chip in for flowers, Dean, will you collect money from us if we so desire, or John?
I will. We can't do it.
No, we can't. It's not NRV.
But we can all.
If you want to throw, and I, maybe if you want to wait, I don't know if there's a memorial. We don't. Fred's working on that as we speak. So
when we have more information on memorials, then I'll be holding forward.
Yeah, that's
please do.
That.
Thank you.
So that's sad, and sorry to hear about that situation. I also want to talk about the COVID-19. As everyone can see, things are opening up. Our recreational sites are open for use. Our headquarters is technically open, always has been in a way. And we will totally reopen fully to the general public in July, no specific date. You notice there's signs out there. At some point, they're gonna disappear, hopefully before next board meeting, to let the general public know they come and do what they wanna do in our facility. Didn't stop them tonight, and that's great. I'm glad that happened. But social distancing is the new norm, and as you can tell, staff has done a good job in preparing for meetings. Further, you can tell everyone has their own way of reacting to COVID-19 with masks, et cetera, and I commend that. More information comes out each day, and I suggest everyone absorb such data as best they can, be safe as you need to be. COVID-19 has no boundaries. A member of my family tree passed away recently after contracting the virus at his work. He was only 55. I believe we are all hoping and praying for that vaccine to appear so the whole world can take a sigh of relief and bless those scientists. My God, please come through. And I'm confident they will. Both Douglas County and the state of Nebraska have received funds via the CARES Act, Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Everyone is lined up to you with their handout for what the financial losses they supposedly incurred. I've discussed this with General Manager Winkler, and the district has not suffered financially. It would be extremely difficult to derive some rationale for any reimbursement. As a result, we will not be getting in that line. If you've not seen today's editorial, please check it out. And I think you automatically, do you normally send that out, John, or this? Yeah. It's not really, it's related to government agencies. So, but what the World Health said is basically don't get greedy. I've heard rumors that the city of Omaha wants the salaries of their staff to be included in that reimbursement from the county, which is totally nuts because they're getting paid anyway. How could the COVID relief of $166 million cover that? I don't know if Sarpy County is doing anything, by the way, if they got any money, probably not. But aside from that, there's $1 billion the state of Nebraska got. Governor Ricketts has to somehow go to whoever he goes to hand out the checks. We, as I said, we didn't suffer financially. We bought some hand, you know, some hand sanitizer, but that's totally immaterial as far as the big picture. So. I wish everyone well in trying to like gobble up those dollars. I used to work for federal government, and at the end of the fiscal year, you know, it's like, gimme, gimme, gimme. I see this happening, and I'm glad we're not in the middle of that. I'm trying to decide who gets what for what. New boilers at the Douglas County Health Center. How does that affect COVID? I don't know, but that's what the World Herald talked about. Chillers and let's do the hand washing and stuff without having to turn the handles. I can see that, but new boilers and chillers, I don't know. But that's it on COVID-19. Move on to item 15, General Manager's Report.
Chairman, I won't take too much of your time tonight. The information education highlights are attached, and you can review these. Personnel miscellaneous items, we did receive a letter from Mayor Rodko, the city of South Sioux City, thanking the district board for approving their projects this year. The soccer field pass, the ADA accessibility splash pads, the connecting trail, and flood mitigation assistance. Also, we received a nice note from Patricia Pinto for the Blair Field Office, John Zog, as far as working on their wildlife habitat improvement project. Attaches report on purchases, construction services, professional services, and personal property. Current and ongoing project with the district legal counsel is attached as of May 18th. The partnership meeting scheduled for May 28th was canceled. The next scheduled meeting is June 25th. Also, just wanted to thank the staff, top to bottom, for their response, obviously, during this COVID-19 issue, as well as some of the other social issues that we've been dealing with. They've all done a great job, top to bottom. We didn't really miss a beat. We had some people, obviously, who work remotely, but, you know, from the rural water systems, we had to keep running to continuing to maintain dams, levees, and all those other things that we're tasked with. We really didn't miss a beat at all. So hats off to them. Obviously, the professionalism there is unheard of, especially across the state. I think we do have the best district around. Another item of note, you might find this example heartening. Remember the debris removal on the lead bridge? The initial estimate we received is over $900,000. We brought that back to the board. Between staff and the board, we rejected that bid. We rebid that, and we changed some of the specifications, and we got a bid of over $200,000 to do that. Once that project was complete and the final bills were all tallied, we probably saved over $100,000 on that, so we're probably half of what that was, the $200,000.
Nice.
So literally we saved $700,000 or $800,000 by going through the processes that are well established at this district for over 45 years. So that process worked, and you saved close to $1 million by doing that. If we would have went with the $900,000, obviously we'd have been spending a ton of extra money we didn't need to do. So obviously, if anybody has anything, I'm available all the time, as well as the staff, day, night, weekends. I think all of you have gotten hold of me one way or another. And so obviously appreciate all your guys' support and working with us through these meetings, the Zoom meetings and the in-person meetings and the distancing and things like that. So it's very much appreciated. And if you ever have any questions, please give me a call. Thank you.
Thank you. Item 16, informational items. Mayor Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to give everybody a heads up, good news, good stuff, at least I like to think so. And I will be on PBS July 1st. There's a summer special on PBS, NET-TV. It's a prehistoric road trip. It'll be in three parts, June 17th, part one, June 24th, part two, and July 1st, part three. And it's about my research, my book. I may have given some of you a copy of it. I hand them out like Bibles. But somebody looked at it, the Chicago Field Museum, PBS, and at a national level, they're going to highlight it. And I don't know if I'll get 30 seconds or maybe 3 minutes or who knows what, but they interviewed me for 2 hours at the Oglala Lakota College on Pine Ridge Reservation in June 2019. And it has to do about fossils dispossessed from Native American lands from the 1840s to modern times. And so I guess good science, the honor and integrity of science prevailed. And so hope they'll do a replay on July 2nd. So don't be out there blowing fireworks or having cookouts. July 1st, be watching my appearance on PBS. Thank you.
Larry,
I think about 7 o'clock.
Could you send an email out to us on that?
I sure will.
Good.
Speaking of informational items, if you're going to watch TV, there's a movie called This Teacher.
That's right.
That I highly recommend.
I heard about it.
It's about what's going on today as far as not accepting people as they are. done co-produced by an Omaha native, co-written by an Omaha native, Central High grad, who I know very well. So see the credits and see Dana Thompson. It's I'm pretty proud of it.
All
right. This feature, anyway, just...
Like in theaters when they open, or on Netflix?
It's streaming right now on Amazon and iTunes and some other places. Any other announcements, informational items? Item 17, we are adjourned.